A lab in Maryland used by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is assessing a homemade device which exploded after it was placed under a wheel well of a vehicle. Madison police do not believe terrorism is involved, nor do they think one group or person is targeted. However, the department calls it their number one priority right now to find out who put this bomb and two others in a downtown parking ramp used mainly by city, state, and county employees. Only one of the devices exploded. Madison Police Captain Tom Schneider would not say how it was set off. He did say it was very unstable and potentially deadly.
Anyone who would have been standing up to 50 feet away could have been seriously injured. Having a device like this in a ramp, due to the enclosure of the ramp and the concussive nature of the device, we think that could certainly contribute to injuries.
Madison police have store surveillance video of a man they're calling a suspect. The person is buying undisclosed items at a nearby store before the blast. Madison police also have video of a car in the area of the ramp at the time. Police believe whoever was in that vehicle might have seen the suspect or the blast and might help solve a case, which promises a $10,000 reward if there's arrest and conviction. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.